It's 7:33, and it is time for our first installment of the Bird Migration Report for the year. Joining me in the studio here is Pam Randles, local bird nerd.
Good morning.
Hey, and you're on.
Okay, it's absolutely perfect that the surf scoters came on just before we came on.
Bring on the surf scoters.
Yeah, because the surf scoters are coming back. They're starting to show up. Now, they were talking about when the surf scoters are wintering off the coast of California, Washington, Oregon and stuff.
And surfing.
Awesome. Right. And when they come here, of course, we don't have really big waves. And when they come here, they've got a whole different agenda. It's what's called staging. So they get here, and as I'm sure many of you have seen, these rafts get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, up into the many thousands. And what they're doing is molting and picking out mates, and then after all of that's done, they will go north, farther north, that is.
So they go inland?
They go inland to nest, and they don't inland in groups. They don't nest in groups.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I'm going inland.
So they come here by huge numbers in the spring, and then they disappear for the summer, and then they head south in the fall. And they don't stay as long in the fall because they're not gaining weight and they're not choosing mates, and they've got a whole bunch of kids. And so, you know.
Yeah, and as everyone knows, when you're taking the kids out, you don't want to hang out too long because they right. start, Mom! No. So for people who don't necessarily know your unique way of identifying these creatures, you should all know that the surf scoters are the ones, according to my mother, that look like Daffy Duck.
They do. Daffy Duck was patterned after them. That's a for real.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. So Daffy Duck is a surf scoter.
Yes, Daffy Duck is a surf scoter. And if you look at surf scoters and you look at Daffy Duck, you will see why.
Do they speak with a spit thing going on?
I've never been close enough to find out.
You need to have a conversation with them.
Right.
So what else we got?
Okay. It's March migration madness at this point. The birds have started in the lower 48, coming up by the bazillions. That's a very technical term.
I was going to say that's the official number.
Right. And there are numerous factors that go into migration. I mean, I think we tend to default and think, well, they all just kind of go 1, 2, 3 and then come up here. That's not it at all. Every one of them has slightly different methods and reasons and all the rest of it. First of all, why would you want to migrate? I mean, it's very, very energy depleting, number one. And number two, there's a fairly high risk of death. However, if you stay where you are, there's also a high risk of death because there are more predators. The food source is decreasing. And so when they come up here, they're doing a cost-benefit analysis,
right.
You know. And so they're coming up here because there's food sources in the summertime, bugs and berries and fruit and nectar and all kinds of stuff like that. There are fewer predators that are specialized for those particular birds. There are longer days, which means you get more foraging time. And this is going to sound funny, cooler temperatures. Because down there in the tropical zone, it gets really, really hot.
As all of us Alaskans understand,
well,
we
like
want to
I
go
say,
down there in February. We don't want to go down there in June.
Right. That's exactly right. And it's a lot like Haines people
yeah.
who migrate, you know.
Right. We all understand.
Yes. And the research has shown that the birds that nest in temperate zones as opposed to tropical zones have higher clutch rates. I mean, that means more eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And often can have two complete nest cycles in 1 year and raise healthier young. And so that's the deal. It's reproductive output. That's
See, raising
what it's
your
all
kids
about.
In Alaska, I'm telling you.
Yeah, right. And there are 650 species of birds in North America, and 75% of them migrate one way or another.
Wow.
And they all have their own specialties. Some of them migrate at night. Why would you migrate at night? Because you've got stars to navigate by, and the weather tends to be calmer at night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you don't have as much wind. But why? Okay, then why not migrate at night? Because during the day, when the sun's out, you get thermals.
Uh-huh,
and
okay.
So for some birds, like raptors and stuff, mm-hmm. soaring is the way that they go and save energy. So they ride the thermals north.
Okay.
During the day. The other day migrators are the ones that hop short distances. So they get up at dawn and they take off and then they put down somewhere in the afternoon and eat and rest and then do it again. You know, and those are the ones migrating over land. The ones migrating over the ocean tend to be the night migrators because they got to save their energy. They've got to use whatever currents they can use in terms of prevailing winds, like the like our little hummingbirds. Our little hummingbirds wait for a tailwind.
Right. They're waiting for north winds, which I always think is awesome.
Yeah, right. And so let's see.
Who have we got? Do we have anybody yet?
Yeah, actually, I have a whole bunch of stuff here.
Okay.
So far, of our spring guys, we've seen snow buntings, robins, varied thrush. Yeah, robins. There was...
Wow.
Well, and this is kind of weird. You know, there's this climate change thing happening, and it's messing everything up. The robins were sighted. There was a flock of them sighted right near the Chilcat Center in the fort here on March 5th, and a whole bunch of people saw them. And then came the storm, and we haven't seen them. And I don't know whether that means they went, whoops, too early, and went headed south, because they tend to be temperature driven, and haven't seen them since. You know, so I don't
know. Not a lot of ground to find worms in around here yet.
Well, and they don't only eat worms. They also eat berries, and they also eat bugs, and, you know.
Not a lot of those around yet either.
No, but there's some leftover berries from last year.
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean, when I saw them, that's what I saw them doing was last year's berries.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, there was a tantalizing little sign of sea lions in Lutac.
Wow.
So sea lions tend to, this time of year, tend to indicate small fish.
Yeah.
And when we get small fish, we get all kinds of activity.
Keep an eye out on the water, folks.
Yep. And then the grosbeaks.
Yep.
I've also been here. Now.
And those big flocky things, those are red poles, right?
Right. Now, that is not technically a migration. That's called an eruption, IRR, eruption. Not eruption
better.
Not like a volcano.
Exploding birds. Sorry.
What they do is they go in flocks of hundreds, and then they go to a place where there's good food, and they eat and eat and eat until they've wiped out all the food supply, and then they go someplace else.
Uh-huh.
So they cycle around. Pine siskins do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not technically migrating. They're just moving around.
They're just erupting.
Yeah, they're just erupting, right. So the next ones that we need to look for are, listen for the robins to start singing, geese, ducks, and swans, white-crowned sparrows, are hummingbirds. Now, a lot of people have said, including me, how come they get here when there's still snow? Because as long as they have a food supply, they can tolerate freezing.
Okay.
They're just amazing little birds. Kingfishers ought to be arriving pretty soon.
Personal favorite.
The little owls, the saw-whets, and the pygmies are going to start boop, boop, boop.
Little boop noises. The ones that sound like trucks backing up.
That's right. That's right. mountain bluebirds, red-breasted sapsuckers, those are all going to be coming up soon from the lower 48.
Okay.
Now, as of yesterday, the hummingbirds were in Vancouver. And so, waiting for a south wind.
All right. Well, here they come. All right. Well, thank you so much. Does that cover everything?
Yep.